This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy gunfire broke out near the presidential palace in Guinea's capital on Sunday morning, with several sources saying an elite National Army unit led by a former French legionnaire was behind the unrest. A senior government official said 83-year-old President Alpha Condé was unharmed, but gave no further details. While witnesses and videos shared on social media showed military vehicles patrolling the streets, one military source in Guinea said the only bridge connecting the mainland to the neighborhood which houses the palace and most government ministries had been sealed off, and many soldiers, some heavily armed, were posted around the palace in the West African nation. Condé won a controversial third term in October after changing the constitution to allow him to stand again, despite violent protests from the opposition, raising concerns of a backslide in a region that has seen coups in Mali and Chad in recent months. Government officials with the United Arab Emirates said on Sunday the country plans to launch 50 new economic initiatives to boost competitiveness and attract foreign direct investment. The projects, a few of which were unveiled on Sunday, include investing in technology and creating new visas to attract residents and skilled workers. The Gulf state has launched several measures over the past year to attract investment and foreigners to help the economy recover from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The changes also come amid a growing rivalry with Gulf neighbor Saudi Arabia to be the region's trade and business hub. Two new visa categories, one for freelancers and one for entrepreneurs and skilled workers, will be created to attract and retain foreigners with desirable skills, officials said on Sunday. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabian officials said Sunday two children were hurt and 14 homes damaged as Saudi forces intercepted ballistic missiles fired across the border by Yemeni rebels, scattering debris over an eastern city. The attack, which took place on Saturday, was the latest in a series by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who control almost all of Yemen's north. Saudi Arabia intervened in Yemen's war on behalf of the internationally recognized government in 2015, shortly after the Houthis seized Yemen's capital. A Houthi spokesman said in a video the rebels launched a series of missile and drone attacks on so-called vital installations, including military bases and facilities of Saudi oil giant Aramco. A Saudi official told AFP the rebels' claims were baseless. No immediate comment was available from Aramco. Pope Francis said on Sunday he was praying that many countries take Afghan refugees, and in an apparent reference to the Taliban's past restrictions on schooling for women, said it's essential that young Afghans receive an education. Hundreds of people gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly blessing, while thousands of evacuated Afghans are waiting in so-called transit hubs in third countries such as Qatar, Germany, and Italy. Thousands of others are trying to leave via land crossings with the neighboring countries such as Pakistan. The pontiff also offered his prayers for the United States after Hurricane Ida killed dozens in Louisiana and northeast states. The group behind the annual Tiananmen Square Memorial Vigil in Hong Kong said Sunday it will not cooperate with police conducting a national security investigation into the group's activities, calling it an abuse of power. Police notified the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China last month that it was under investigation for working with foreign interests, an accusation the group denied. The investigation is part of a broad crackdown on Hong Kong civil society following mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Authorities have tightened control over the city with a sweeping national security law imposed by China's ruling Communist Party that effectively criminalized opposition to the government. Taiwan's Air Force scrambled on Sunday against renewed Chinese military activity, with its defense ministry reporting that 19 aircraft, including nuclear-capable bombers, had flown into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Chinese claim Taiwan has complained for a year or more of repeated missions by China's Air Force near the self-ruled island. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.